LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, your voice, your vote. I'm Brian Clark. The closing arguments on Election Eve, first from former President Trump in North Carolina.
One of the first calls I'm going to make is to Mexico. You stop letting people come in through our border and come in through your southern border, and you stop it.
In Wisconsin, Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz said the election is about freedom.
Freedom means a lot of things. That freedom to retire with dignity, freedom to make your own decisions, and freedom to send your children to school without worrying they'll be shot dead in their schools. That's a big thing.
Vice President Kamala Harris focusing on Pennsylvania. She has five stops planned there today. Trump has two in Pennsylvania. He'll conclude in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The final ABC News Ipsos poll finds Harris with a 3-point national lead over Trump, 49-46%. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. visited Rice Lake over the weekend to make a final call for supporters to get to the polls. Kennedy spoke at the University of Wisconsin's Barron County campus, telling his supporters to cast their votes for former President Donald Trump. Kennedy had initially entered the race as an independent candidate, but dropped out and endorsed former President Trump earlier this year. He also sued to have his name removed from the Wisconsin ballot, but was unsuccessful as he did not withdraw before the deadline to have his name removed. Gwen Walz, wife of vice presidential nominee and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, visited western Wisconsin over the weekend to energize campaign volunteers in the final stretch. Walz visited Eau Claire, Hudson, and Wausau over the weekend, telling door knockers and phone bankers to keep up their great work with the finish line in sight. She also criticized her husband's Republican opponents, claiming former President Donald Trump is fighting for himself, not the people. Gwen Walz has made a number of visits throughout Wisconsin during the campaign. Parents in Duluth trying to figure out how to make time to vote will have a new childcare option available to them for free. The downtown Duluth YMCA has announced it will allow any residents to drop off their kids for a couple of hours so they can get to the polls and cast their ballots. The free daycare will be available for kids up to 9 years old from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Election Day. The organization will have live music and games to keep kids entertained. YMCA officials will also help voters find their polling place and answer any other questions they have. Duluth area drivers should be aware of a lane closure on the Blatnik Bridge this week. According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, the closures will happen simultaneously overnight this week to cause minimal disruptions. They will last from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Tuesday night through Thursday morning. During the closures, Department of Transportation crews will restrict the I-35 southbound lanes to one lane from Mesaba Avenue to 27th Avenue West. The closures are for sign installation as part of the Twin Ports Interchange project. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers fall to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was an NFC North battle, and the Packers came up short, losing 24-14 to the Detroit Lions. Jordan Love throwing an interception, returned for a touchdown, a quarterback rating of just 69.7.
You know, it's definitely disappointing. Putting the ball in jeopardy way too many times, and definitely something I have to clean up.
The Lions improved to 7-1. The Vikings in second place after beating the Colts 21-13. The Packers head into the bye in third place at 6-3. Baseball, the Brewers with two players named Gold Glove winners, Sal Frelick and Bryce Turang. The last time two Brewers won in the same season, 1979. Sixto Lascano and Cecil Cooper. NBA, Bucks in Cleveland to face the Cavaliers. Milwaukee now 1-5. Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game.
I know we've gotten out to a horrible start to start the season, but while I was at my game yesterday, I had a home invasion and they took most of my prized possessions.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered shower chances continuing and a south breeze. High temperatures today will flirt with 60 degrees and stay mild tonight and only fall to 40. Before tomorrow, get ready to get soaked. More rain rolls in, where we could get up to an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabe, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got an update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is here. It is election day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to vote. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Todd Albaugh Show across Wisconsin and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. It is Monday, the 4th of November, 2024. I'm already a year ahead. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. One day before we go to the polls. Less than that, as a matter of fact, under 24 hours now before polls open in Wisconsin at 7 a.m., we are here in our beautiful Wisconsin Decides 2024 Civic Media Election Headquarters. It's going to be a great evening tomorrow night. You can find out how to be a voter tomorrow by going to myvote.wi.gov. Again, myvote.wi.gov is a great way to find out how you can be a voter. Joining me in this second hour, as he has been all week on our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour, Mr. Trigvi Olson, like myself, a former Republican from the great city of River Falls and now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Trigvi, great to have you along. Great to have Robert De Niro with us in hour number one. Coming up here in hour number two on the broadcast around 1:40 or thereabouts, we're going to have Leslie Odom Jr. on the show, award-winning actor and also Tony Award winner and a Grammy Award winner as well. He has a brand new song out, or a brand new album out, called When a Crooner Dies by Leslie Odom Jr. You can find that wherever you find your music. Welcome into hour number two. Trigvi, again, as we get ready here for people going to the polls, it could be blustery weather. Some weather advisories up and abroad. Not only is our chief engineer, Corey Hartman, a great chief engineer, he's also our chief meteorologist and a legit meteorologist at that. Could be some blustery weather tomorrow, a small outside
chance.
He's
like a double threat.
He's a triple threat, actually.
Is he? What's his third superpower?
Just overall great guy. And
drinking beer with you—that honestly, that's the greatest superpower you could have of any of them. Although, if he can tell you when you can do it on a sunny day, while broadcasting you,
right?
Oof, triple threat.
Right. Tomorrow, in all seriousness, it could be an outside chance of a tornado or some very strong winds, particularly in central Wisconsin, say north of Richland Center from up to La Crosse, up to Eau Claire, or listeners over to Wausau. Ooh. Could see some high wind gusts, again, outside chance of tornadic activity, but it could be instead of talking about weather sometimes.
Could impact turnout for Derek Van Odwin.
Well, very good. Speaking of the weather, it may rain the snow, or rather the rain tomorrow on Election Day in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Three swing states are specifically important for Kamala Harris to win the Electoral College. The question is, how would rain impact turnout? Would it be a net gain for Trump or Harris? Bigger cities are home to a large percentage of Harris supporters, and big cities see lines of people at polling places, sometimes stretching outdoors.
You know,
rain is not conducive to waiting in line. On the other hand, the Trump campaign strategy is focused on a third of the people that are eligible to vote but often don't bother to vote. Rather than coalition building, Trump is focused on getting occasional voters whipped up enough to go vote. As for Trump, as Trump stated as a verbatim quote, Harry, get your fat ass out of the couch and vote, unquote. Occasional voters are more likely to be fair weather voters. The bottom line is this, that during lousy weather like cold, wind, or rain in a state like Wisconsin, where the winning margin may be just a few thousand votes, the outcome may come down to which candidate inspired just a tad more motivation in his or her supporters. So regardless of the weather, resolve to be a voter.
Well, we know the answer from the Marquette poll, which side has more intensity, number one.
Democrats right now on the on that more intensity
by 10
in
points,
the Marquette,
by
Marquette
10
poll.
Points.
Yes.
10 points. And that has been borne out through national polling. Second thing is, as you point out, you know, we're kind of at a point where both campaigns are focused on low propensity voters. That's where turnout operations matter. The Wisconsin Democrats are hitting people and getting on and have a really robust operation. The Trump campaign is relying on a bunch of people that Elon Musk has bussed in from places like Florida, some of whom are going around places like my hometown of River Falls and Hudson and telling people they wouldn't really vote for Donald Trump either. That's happening all over the place.
And we have first
ground game is that. Yeah, we do. So ground game matters. But that being said, and then the last thing is really what Trump needs is a bunch of young pros to show up and vote. Mm-hmm. I got a feeling that, you know, college educated and college age younger women are showing up in droves. Getting the guys to show up is going to be a little bit harder. I mean, so I don't think bad weather actually, I think it probably is a wash at best. It might actually work against Trump in some ways.
We shall see. If you'd like to weigh in on what your thoughts are on this election eve, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear from you here on this Monday. Right now we have Cindy on the line. Cindy from Appleton. It was a pleasure to meet you, Cindy, over the weekend. We got up there to Goose and Stevens Point, a great bar. Got to sit and have some cheese curds and a beverage with you. Cindy, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yep, it was awesome to meet both of you, and thanks again for the snacks and drinks.
Ah.
And I know we're talking all about the polls, but I'm still very concerned about the Electoral College because we know what happened with Hillary, we know what happened with Al Gore, and I'm still very, very concerned about how the Electoral College is going to shake out in the end.
Appreciate the call, Cindy. Thank you very much. Trivia, of course, whether we like it or dislike it, nothing we're going to do about the Electoral College between now and tomorrow. Again, it all comes down to the end of the day to simply go out and vote. Be a voter.
Yeah, I mean, the Electoral College is how the Constitution elects presidents of the United States. And the reality is, at least for people like me, and you know, the issue with Donald Trump is he has no fidelity to the Constitution.
Right.
Put his hand on a Bible and sworn oath to the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Constitution says we elect through the Electoral College. What does that mean? That means that candidates running need to get to places like Wisconsin. I mean, Hillary Clinton made a choice not to come to Wisconsin because they thought they had it won, and they didn't have it won. It was pretty obvious they didn't have it won, but their hubris got the best of them, and she lost here. We just need to go out and beat them in these states. That's what we have to do. That's why, you know, at least with my little part of the world, with the Lincoln Project, you know, we have stayed focused on four states. And the reason we invested in the governor's races in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Arizona was we knew that you had to have governors in those states that were going to have, you know, not going to be election deniers like Tim Michaels was. That was his disqualifier. We didn't play in the Senate races because trying to focus like a laser on that. And the Harris campaign, to their credit, look at where she's going. Look at who they're having come on our shows. Robert De Niro could go on a show in Washington State. They would take him. Mm-hmm. But they're here. So let's not worry about the Electoral College. That's the way we elect presidents. And quite frankly, Harris, you know, the idea that Democrats are disadvantaged by the Electoral College, that seems to be fading, in part because people like Ben, people like
Ben
Gretchen Whitmer, people like Josh Shapiro, they're building real organizations and they're going out and doing what they have to do to beat them on the ground.
To your point earlier, these grassroots organizations, Democrats seem to be handling that much better than Republicans. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phones. Once again, Dick, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
There's something I just read about the book, The Tyranny of the Minority.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in yesterday's New York Times, and they're discussing, in the event that you got an autocrat like him in office again, there's things that we can do to, you know. And he brings up all these other countries, Germany, South Korea, that had this happen, and they kind of turned things around because business people, the clergy, this and that and the other thing. The only thing I disagreed with in the article was this. Those countries all had something in common. They had seen it firsthand. We never have.
Yeah. Yeah. Great
that's
point.
What's scary about this guy.
Great. Great point, Dick. Really appreciate it.
Well, I would say, having worked around the world on these kinds of things, you know, when you're working with people who are building a democracy like we were doing in Eastern Europe, it's all about building institutions. But what people have to understand is the freedom of the press, the institutions, elections, they're all ultimately accountable to people taking the right actions at the time, and are they have vulnerability. They were beaten down during the Trump administration, and so when people talk about people like John Kelly, who is his chief of staff and is a general, or General Milley, who is chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, when they're saying we can't have Trump come back, who were those bulwarks against his worst inclinations when he was president, those people aren't going to be around this time. Mm-hmm. I mean, Liz Cheney says this over and over again. Adam Kinzinger says it. We say it. That's what people have to understand. The institutions and that foundation of democracy has been cracked by this guy. And we need to, if Harris wins, the work that needs to begin on day one, we have a reprieve. But we're not out of the woods. And we have to start filling in those institutions, and we need to recognize that we have 4 years to claw this thing back.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the phone lines. Wisco Paul calling in. Wisco, always a pleasure if you get it in quickly. What say you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Todd. Great show as always. Civic Media helps a lot. The Lincoln Project helps a lot. But the thing that makes me really good is the Iowa poll down there. You see older women turning out in big numbers, and nobody's even run ads in that state. So when a state like that sees the light, understands who Trump is, and they're going to vote against him, Harris is going to win. And, again, thanks for what you do, Todd.
Really appreciate it, Wisco. Thank you so much. And, again, Trigvi, people have to go out and vote, and otherwise none of these polls or anything else matters. But what I'm going to be interested in tomorrow night is see if the Seltzer poll is an indicator, not necessarily state by state, but this larger trend that you've seen at Lincoln Project, other places, of women who are going to come out and vote in large numbers potentially. And it could be Republican women or people, women that you might think or identify as Republican women, quietly going and exercising their constitutional right and not telling anyone else.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of indications. There's a lot of talk about the early voting and how it breaks male to female and Republican to Democrat. And people tend to fight the last war, too. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of signs that that some of these Republicans who are showing up are, in fact, not reliable Republicans. And that that they're actually voting for Harris.
More on the other side, Tribute also to the Lincoln Project, and also at the bottom of the hour, just thereafter, Leslie Odom Jr. going to be joining the program. Don't go anywhere. It's a special Wisconsin Signs 2024 pre-election edition of the All Ball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on this Wisconsin Decides 2024 Election Eve edition here at our beautiful election night headquarters here at Civic Media. We'll be joined tomorrow by Pat Kreitlow, anchor and host of Up North News Radio, co-founder of the Courier News Service, and he'll be here tomorrow in the chair being occupied now by our friend and ongoing contributor and guest co-host for the week, Mr. Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. As we technically wrap up our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour, it started here a week ago yesterday in these studios here in Madison, went all over the state, had a great time. Thank you to all of you for coming out at our meet and greets throughout the state. Thank you in particular to Todd Michaels and our great crew up at WGBW, our Green Bay station up there, for letting us crash that station and also helping us set up that great interview on Thursday at the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers ballpark. Wow, what an amazing place that was. So many thanks also to Chris Kesey for being our videographer all week, to Reed Galen and the union for providing the transportation, of course, to the Lincoln Project, and Trigvi as well for being with us. If you want to join us, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'd love to have you call in and join the program here talking about Election Day tomorrow. Remember, no early voting today. That concluded over the weekend. So no early voting today. Polls open here in Wisconsin beginning at 7 a.m. tomorrow. And you can be a voter then. If you haven't voted early, I voted early. Trigvi's voted early. But
no,
if you...
I haven't voted early. I always vote on Election Day.
Oh, you're going to vote on Election Day. All right. Well, yeah. There you go. Breaking news. Trigvi will vote tomorrow on Election
Day. That's not breaking. I always do that. Okay. I like to take my kids and I remind them of their grandparents who voted in Soviet elections where there was no real outcome and that it can happen here.
It can happen here. You can happen here. You can be a voter. Make a plan to be a voter. Simply go to myvote.wi.gov. Again, myvote.wi.gov to find out your polling place and what you need to be a voter. A little bit earlier, we had Kathy in Cambridge calling. And Mr. Zomers, I know she's hung up, but you spoke to her. I think this is a really important issue that I want to talk about.
Yes. Kathy called in. She has an 18-year-old college student at UW in her life. And this student's been receiving a whole bunch of texts claiming that if you're a student who's not from the state and you're registered in your previous state, that you can't register to vote here and that you're going to get fined $10,000 for voting illegally and similar things like that. And that's just not true.
Yeah.
Could we see if she could get a copy of that text and have it and send it to me? If she's listening, could you get...
Kathy, if you're listening in, if you can get that text forwarded on into us, we can send it to Trigvi, and that would be excellent.
And this
just like a screen capture is all I need.
Yeah, a screen capture. And
because that is illegal.
It's totally illegal, and what Kathy has gotten at is exactly why I left the Republican Party in 2011. And I'm not going to tell you the story in detail. I've told it before this show. But the bottom line is I was witness to behind closed doors Senate Republican caucuses here in Wisconsin where they were trying to disenfranchise both college students and black and brown people, particularly in Milwaukee, and discourage them from voting. And Trigvi, you've seen this in U.S. campaigns. You've seen it literally out of the Russian playbook around the world when fighting autocracies and trying to advance democracy. These are things that are sent out that are untrue, that try to suppress the vote, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising. I mean, there's... But the key thing to do is expose it, and if she gets us a screenshot of it, we can make sure that it gets out.
Again, the website to go to get proper information on how to vote, myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. Key things are you're going to need an official photo ID. That could be a Wisconsin driver's license. It could be a Wisconsin ID card. It can be a valid, both those other things have to be valid as well, but a valid United States passport, a valid military ID. And if you don't have those things, you're going to need to go to the DMV either today or tomorrow. Allow plenty of time because you're going to perhaps have long lines, and make sure you have the required things to get those documents for you. And then you're going to need a proof of residency. It could be a phone bill, light bill, a U.S. cellular bill, or your cellular carrier. And as Zomers has pointed out several times, it does not have to be a paper copy. Many people are going paperless now. It could be an official copy of your bill electronically on your phone.
And if you're a student, we learned this when we went over and met with some of the people that were doing registration. If you're a student from out of state, you need to go. You need to go somewhere. I think it's one of the unions, student unions.
The registrar's office.
You need to get a student voter ID if you're from out of state. So if you're a Minnesota student, you want to vote in Wisconsin, and you're a student, you have to go and get what they call a voter ID. You can't use your student ID. Used to be able to. It's one of the obstacles they put up.
What are the obstacles that Republican control legislature put in to suppress the vote?
Yeah, that must be really recent because I was allowed to use my college ID in 2020.
You know, it's a little bit like this referendum that they have on about in the ballot where it really is much ado about nothing. The truth of the matter is if you have a student ID and you're living in the dorms, at least, they know you're registered and they know where you live. So why would you have to go? It's just creating an additional step. It's a classic play. It's like a poll tax.
But the best, easiest, quickest way to find out what you need, myvote.wi.gov. Again, myvote.wi.gov. Trigvi, I want to get into this maybe a little bit after the Leslie Odom Jr. interview that we're going to have on the other side. One of the races we haven't talked enough about today is the U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin. Eric Hovde and Tammy Baldwin. It is going to be close, I believe, in this one. And people need to realize that there is a stark difference between these two candidates. Have 1 minute before the break. Maybe not even that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a close race. I think, Hovde has basically tried to make it a referendum on Baldwin. I think the thing people need to ask themselves about Baldwin is, is she the person that they know? And what is her track record for getting out and really caring about the people of Wisconsin versus a guy who literally has moved here from the OC? But that race is going to be close. Like, she needs your support. I think, quite frankly, the races in Wisconsin 3 and Wisconsin 8 are going to be close, too, with Cook and Lyron.
And we spent time in both those districts last week.
Yeah.
Come on back. We're going to talk with the wonderful actor, singer, Mr. Leslie Odom Jr. will be here on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, Wisconsin Decides 2024, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A wanted Minnesota fugitive was arrested in northwest Wisconsin over the weekend. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, an arrest warrant had been issued for 32-year-old Jack Guy of Hennepin County, accusing him of second-degree murder. On Saturday afternoon, the Polk County Sheriff's Office Emergency Response Team and the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office conducted an arrest operation at an apartment in Balsam Lake. Guy was taken into custody without incident and was taken to the Polk County Jail to await extradition. More than half of the members of a committee studying the future of the universities of Wisconsin system have recommended that UW-Madison be separated. The Madison campus of the system is by far the largest and most high profile, and 13 of the 18 members of the committee say separating it would help it compete on a national level. UW system officials and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers have pushed back on the potential future for the school, saying they prefer to solve problems within the system and that the system is working fine. Northwest Wisconsin will see some internet infrastructure upgrades thanks to funding from the United States Department of Agriculture. On Friday, the USDA announced a new $8 million grant to improve broadband connection in rural parts of the Midwest region. Among the areas that will be receiving funding are Burnett and Washburn counties. Expanding internet access across Wisconsin has been a major focus both for Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and federal agencies. The grant funding is among many programs looking to improve that access. Superior residents will see a jump in their utility bill after regulators approved rate hikes on Thursday. Superior Water, Light, and Power asked the Wisconsin Public Service Commission for an 18% hike on water, 17% hike on natural gas, and 2.2% hike on electric. Instead, regulators approved a 14.6% increase for gas, a nearly 11% increase for water, and a 1.3% increase for electric. The company says they wanted to raise over $7 million to improve infrastructure and clean up a former gas plant. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. From the little screen to the big screen, John Krasinski is keeping the role of Jack Ryan. Krasinski played Ryan for 4 seasons on the Amazon Prime series Jack Ryan. The Hollywood Reporter says he will now move to the big screen, where he will be the 5th actor to play the character over the last 35 years. Previous Ryans include Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Chris Pine. There is no word yet on which Tom Clancy novel the next film will be based on. Joining Krasinski in the cast will be Wendell Pierce as James Greer and Mike Kelly as Mike November. Both men also reprising their roles from the Prime series. Wicked opens November 15th in theaters, and the early buzz from critics, they're raving about it. One critic for Variety called it a masterpiece. Pop star Ariana Grande plays the lead role of Glinda. If you hear a murmuring across the country, it's Oscar buzz. This is part one of the film. Part two will hit theaters in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered shower chances continuing and a south breeze. High temperatures today will flirt with 60 degrees and stay mild tonight and only fall to 40. For tomorrow, get ready to get soaked. More rain rolls in, where we could get up to an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President
President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from our Madison studio, where I welcome King of the Hill and Futurama TV writer Mike Rowe and musician Eric Gelland from Mascot Theory joins me in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom LaVall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on this 4th of November, 2024, a special pre-election eve edition. Wisconsin Decides 2024, along with Trygve Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. We are here on our beautiful set. And again, huge shout out to our entire staff, including our fine engineering department, for helping put all this together. Appreciate it so very much. And it's going to be a great night tomorrow. Again, Pat Kreitler will join me to help anchor the evening events, and everything starts at around 6 p.m. tomorrow with our pre-election coverage. J. Matt Nair, Pete Schwabba going to kick things off at 6 o'clock, and then a cast of thousands will join us here at the anchor desk. Of course, our chief political editor, Mr. Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. He actually has his own Recombobulation Area over here on the set as well, so that's fantastic, and going to be great to have him with us. You can watch the show tomorrow, the election coverage, wherever we stream, which, of course, is on Facebook and on Twitter, which is now called X. And we've got it on YouTube as well under Civic Media. And you can, of course, download the Civic Media app. You can get it on your Apple or Android device. Simply go to Civic or go to your search engine or search bar there for your app. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, it'll pop up, Civic Media. Download it, takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. And wherever you get cell service or Wi-Fi, you can take us with you tomorrow or anytime. All the great Civic Media news, talk, and music stations across the state of Wisconsin, of which Trygve and I were able to visit a couple of over the weekend, FHR. Up in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. Huge shout out to the great crew in Wisconsin Rapids last week, Trygve. Melissa Kay, yep. our great news person up there, literally helped hold down the tent because winds were very, very gusty up there at Wisconsin Rapids. But everybody up there, Pam and the whole crew at Wisconsin Rapids, as we said earlier, WGBW up there, the great crew at Green Bay. It is a team effort here at Civic Media, and we appreciate all of them.
And such good people.
Fantastic
and then, yeah,
people.
And the listeners who came out. Yeah, it's great.
Yep. And of course, thanks to Civic
Media. It's really fun, too.
It was fun.
We had a good time.
Thanks for allowing us to do this last week. It's great to get out and to meet folks in person and to have a beverage, have a cheese curd, and find out what's on people's mind. And every time we do this, Trygve, you can speak for yourself, but I come away feeling more hopeful because When you're in people's everyday environments and they're taking their kids to soccer or Little League or what have you, when they're going to a Lutheran church potlucks, when they're involved in their communities going door to door, you hear stories, not something we read on the internet, but firsthand stories, and you're like, okay, you know what? We're better off than maybe we think we are if we doom scroll too much online.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. You got to get out and be talking to people. And when you get out around the state of Wisconsin, I say this all the time, Wisconsin's going to be one of the places that decides the fate of democracy in the United States. And that's a good thing. And I would point out, you know, we had somebody call in who's worried about the Electoral College. If it wasn't for the Electoral College, places like Viroqua, Wisconsin, or Appleton, or the places that both campaigns have been going, wouldn't be going there. They'd be going to LA, they'd be going to New York, they'd be going to big population centers. And that would take away something, one of those things that makes America special. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like the primaries and caucuses, right? Like people in the States, Americans who end up getting put in the position where they're going to be making these big decisions, usually are serious about the decision they have to make. And I think we're seeing that, quite frankly, with, you know, what voters and are doing here.
One programming note, we had anticipated, been teasing that Leslie Odom Jr., the award-winning singer, actor, songwriter, was going to join us, had every intention to, but we just got late-breaking word that Mr. Odom had to cancel, where he's being bumped from Matt Damon, who will be here in studio. No, I'm just kidding. Wouldn't that be something if Matt Damon showed up?
But, no, Matt Damon's also getting bumped.
Very good. These things happened, and we were very, very happy and thankful to get Robert De Niro, the great actor, producer, in hour number one. Maybe we can rebook Mr. Odom for a later date. But he
Luke
was
is on it, yes.
But he is one of those things where the campaigns, you've been on this other side, Trigvy, where you get these great surrogates, and the campaign says, nope, you know, maybe, you know, maybe we had to do a national show or something like that. So that happens. We didn't mean to mislead people, but we just got late breaking word.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the campaigns at the moment. I've never done surrogates. I wouldn't want to do surrogates.
It's a lot, right?
Not really what I do. But yes, it's hard. And, yeah. You know, quite frankly, he's probably a busy guy. And so, you know,
he is a busy guy. But well, Luke Mathers are great.
Or, you know, honestly, this is the other thing you find out about famous people. They have kids who get in trouble at school or like
they have lives.
Forget their lunchbox or whatever, you know, like so that does sometimes happen.
Absolutely.
I think I was late to the show one day because one of my kiddos forgot their lunchbox. I was single parenting at the time and, you know, my wife was off traveling. And so that, yeah, I mean, it's just the way it goes.
One of our texters says maybe
Mr. But we're here, Todd.
Maybe Mr. Odom had to be in the room where it happens. So he had to,
I was thinking that he probably is going to call us and say, what did I miss?
But here's the thing. We might get Mr. Odom back at another time. We certainly would welcome him at any time, of course. But it gives more opportunity to talk to you, our wonderful viewers.
Have you ever
seen
Hamilton, by the way?
Only on TV because I can't afford the
tickets for a live performance. It is expensive. Well, yes. But here's the thing. The times that I've gone to Hamilton, once was for my anniversary.
Nice.
So I have discovered that it's usually better to spend a little on that.
Yes, absolutely.
That's like a twofer. You get to see Hamilton and you're usually pretty popular. yeah. And then once with my kids because my kids were...
Here's what I was going to ask Mr. Odom, and we can spend a minute talking about this. The irony, Trigvy, that play, and then it got a musical, and then, of course, Disney put it on television as well. But the story of Alexander Hamilton and then Aaron Burr, which is the character that Leslie Odom Jr. plays in the musical, Hamilton was an immigrant from Puerto Rico. And Leslie Odom Jr. was born in New York City, but ended up growing up in Philadelphia, where, and I just learned this from our videographer, Chris Giese, today, I did not know this, that the second highest population of Puerto Ricans in the continental United States outside of New York City is Philadelphia.
Yeah, I knew that.
So the impact that these comments of the rally at Madison Square Garden, the Trump rally last week, is going to have on places like Philadelphia and the Latino population, it could be huge.
Yeah, now we should talk about something important as it relates to that. So yeah, I did know that because I knew that after that Nutter was on the MSG, the Madison Square Garden event that was like the, I don't know, 2024 version of the Bundt rally, right. Sam's Father Conklin, which that was a Nazi rally that was held in the United States in 1936, for those who don't know. The person who, The Atlantic, there's a very credible reporter named Tim Alberta. Tim Alberta is somebody who has real inside access to the campaigns. He did a huge expose this weekend on the Trump campaign, which says the Trump people are all jockeying for position to try and place blame. But the person in that article, it was a Wisconsin native who is taking the blame for being the driver of the rally, rally at Madison Square Garden, where a person got up and said Puerto Ricans are garbage.
So Puerto Rico is an island of garbage.
An island of garbage, which may cost Trump a lot of votes in Pennsylvania, particularly.
And elsewhere.
But yes, but it's Alex Brisewitz, who is from Wisconsin, who is a driver. I think he might be a consultant to Tony Weird's campaign up in Wisconsin 8. Mm-hmm. And Eric Erickson, who's a very prominent conservative, started redstate.com, actually went so far as to tweet the other day that if Trump loses, Alex Brisewitz should never have a place in any Republican campaign ever again for malpractice. But it's really interesting that tie to Tony Weed.
That is interesting. I think voters, particularly in the 8th District, need to know that because, I mean, here's a guy, Alex Brisewitz, who, as you said, basically has coordinated this Madison Square Garden rally. And he was the primary recruiter for Tony Weed in the 8th and helped run his, or at least advise his campaign. And Tony Weed put Donald Trump's name and said Trump endorsed Tony Weed for U.S. Congress. So, folks in the 8th, if you think that Tony Weed is going to care about you if he goes to Congress, probably think again that based on his connection to Alex Brisewitz and what happened in Madison Square Garden, he is going to be a Trump acolyte should he and Trump get back in at the same time.
Yeah, if you're a Republican in that district who is voting for Harris because you've had enough of Donald Trump and you don't like what you're seeing, or an independent who's doing that. And you may be pro-life like I am, but Dr. Lyerly is literally the best of what a citizen legislator should be. And she's fantastic. I'm glad I've got to know her through this radio show. Are there things that I probably would disagree with her on? Yeah, but foundationally, she's the kind of person you'd want as your neighbor. She's the kind of person you'd want as your doctor. She is the kind of person you'd want as your member of Congress. And so if you're a Republican or an independent voting for Harris, you should be voting for her in that race.
Even if
you're thinking, well, I may need some checks on, Harris, I'm more conservative. That choice is stark because you are talking about somebody who literally puts Donald Trump ahead of his own name and will put Donald Trump ahead of the citizens of the 8th Congressional District. Yeah. Same is true to a degree in the 3rd with Derek Van Odwin, but particularly in the 8th.
Yeah.
Dr.
Lyerly is
great.
Her energy was the same this last week. We saw her in Appleton as it was 6 months ago when we sat down with her at the start of the campaign in Green Bay. And it's hard when you get this part of a campaign, if you're a candidate at any level, to have that energy every single day and bring it. But it's genuine. It's not just when we go on the air. She is that way off the air all the time.
Yeah. And I mean, I end up encountering so many people that are running for Congress in so many places and state legislature. I usually only give to people that I know personally and just because I have an awful lot of people. Well, I guess everybody's getting texts asking for money these days. But I, after she was on, I went on her website and actually sent some resources because we need more of that.
Yeah.
We need more people like that, whether they run as Republicans or Democrats. I would put back in my hometown Shannon Zimmerman, who's a small businessman. He's a Republican who's running. I know that won't make me popular with, banning the people at the because I know they're targeting that seat.
But you happen to know
I know Shannon well. So. I know both candidates.
Let's talk quickly about the Assembly. Dan Schaffer has talked about this, our political editor. He'll have, of course, more for our election night coverage tomorrow night. There's a real chance, based on these new maps, Trigby, that the Assembly could be up for grabs in the state of Wisconsin tomorrow night.
It certainly has the potential to be closer than it is. We'll see. I mean, Democrats still have a little bit of an uphill climb. But yes, there's no doubt that the state legislature will look more like the state of Wisconsin after this election in terms of partisanship. And hopefully that leads to more willingness of Republicans and Democrats to work in the best spirit of what the state of Wisconsin has been, which is working together. And and I was thinking a lot about Governor Evers and Robin Voss.
Yeah.
And, it isn't easy to be the first one to say, we're going to try and work together because there's going to be unpopular in your own side. But Tony Evers and Robin Voss need to get in a room in the best spirit of Tom Loftus and Tommy Thompson or Jim Doyle and whoever, I can't remember who the speaker then, but like Dale Schultz and Spencer Black, like they need to get in a room and hammer things out. And maybe the compromise is we have a huge surplus. We're going to keep $1 billion for a rainy day. We're going to put $3 billion into education and $3 billion into giving it back in taxes. Find a compromise.
If the election goes the Democrats' way tomorrow night, maybe Greta Neubauer and Tony Evers, Robin Voss Robin Voss might not be a speaker. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Going to come back. We'll give trivia, and I will give you our election predictions for tomorrow based on the 270 to win. Also taking your phone calls, 855-752-4842. Don't go anywhere. We're going to wrap things up. A special Wisconsin Decides 2024 election edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small-town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Badger fans, the final home matchup at Camp Randall Stadium is just around the corner, and it's a big one. This Black Friday, Badger football takes on Minnesota in a battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. Great tickets remain for the border battle matchup, but they're going fast. Don't miss out on your chance to be in the stands. Secure your seats for November 29th. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Don't wait. Get your spot today.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations across the Civic Media Network you are listening to. And then after that, little news, whether in sports or locally, make way for the Maggie Dawn Show, the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, every afternoon between 2 and 4, followed by Dom Salvia's show. And then, of course, Pete Schwabba and Nightlight after that. It's going to be a great afternoon of programming right here in Civic Media. Hopefully, you will stay tuned. And then, starting tomorrow, we will all be here on our great election night set, Wisconsin Decides 2024. You can hear all of our great programming coverage. Going to put the national race through a Wisconsin lens, tell you about it from a local perspective. Trigvy will be joining us from our nation's capital out in Washington, D.C. Pat Kreitlow and I will be anchoring the primetime coverage from 8 until whenever this whole thing is decided, hopefully at some point tomorrow night. And if it's not, we'll resume coverage the morning after. Of course, Jay Matinair and Pete Schwabba kick off our coverage with our pre-election specials starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow night right here from this election desk. And we will have every race for you across the state of Wisconsin, Assembly, Senate. Also, the referendum, Trigvy, we haven't talked about that. Let's talk about that quickly. The referendum tomorrow, an unneeded referendum, in our opinion. It is a referendum in search of a problem, I would say, advocating that people would vote no on this. Basically, it's worded in such to possibly set up to disenfranchise voters in the future, but it asks if U.S. citizens should be the only people to vote. That's already federal law. It's unneeded. So again, asking people or advising people to vote no in that statewide referendum tomorrow. Any other notes, Trigvi, that we want to put out from the Lincoln Project?
No. I think the referendum is dumb. It's a waste of taxpayers' money. People should vote against it just on the principle of the stupidity of it.
On the principle of stupidity, Trigvi Olsen says.
That's simply, my take. Honestly.
Vote no. Like, no, I would say yes. Vote. Let me put it differently. I would agree. Vote no.
Well, isn't it? It's dumb. It's a waste of people's time and money.
And it is dumb. And it's a mechanism to try to divide
folks. People who are behind that should be embarrassed that they're behind that. Brian, the rest of you, you should be embarrassed. Seriously.
Robin Voss, frankly.
Robin, seriously.
Be embarrassed about that. Let's go to a quick prediction again. First and foremost, folks, be a voter. As our friend Luke Mathers likes to say, go to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. Polls open tomorrow at 8 a.m. and they will close at 7 p.m. Open at 7 a.m. and close at 8. Open at 7 a.m. tomorrow, close at 8 p.m., myvote.wi.gov. All right, there's a great site called 270-270-2WIN. 270towin.com, and you can just play around the map, make your election predictions. These are not, do not take bets on this. I'm not saying how this is going to go. It's just a little fun, you understand? We got to have a little fun here at the end of the show right before election.
You're really going to make me do this.
Yeah, I am. So let's start out. We're going to go through the seven swing states here that are going to decide this election. So if everything holds even right now, according to 270towin, there are 219 Republican electoral votes in Trump's column and 226 Democratic electoral votes in Harris's column. Let's go to these seven swing states. Trigvi, Pennsylvania, Harris or Trump?
Harris.
Agreed. I'm going to put that in Harris's column. Whoops.
Let's see, just gave it to Trump.
I know. There we go. So that takes her to 245. Michigan.
No, you can't do it that way. Well, yeah, you can do it that way, I guess.
We're going to save Wisconsin. What do you want to
go? Michigan is going Harris.
I agree with that. It's going to be Kamala Harris in Michigan. That takes her to 260. Should we go, where do you want to go next?
Nevada will go Harris probably, but it's going to be close.
I actually agree with you on that as well.
Might not though.
That would get her to 2. If that were to get her to 266, Arizona.
I kind of think that goes Trump.
Me too. That gets 266.
It could go Harris. I mean, Arizona's going to be too close. Aren't going to know the answer to that until about Thursday. So
Georgia.
I would put it this way. I think Harris wins either Georgia or North Carolina. And of the two, I would say she's more likely to win Georgia than North Carolina. But if she won, if she lost Georgia and won North Carolina, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm saying she is going to win Georgia. That gets her over the 270. That gets her to 282.
It's just going to be, I mean, Fulton County turnout is, maybe.
Yeah,
honestly, she has a better chance of winning Georgia than she does North Carolina.
I think
both of them are a little hard.
I think that the Mark Robertson thing and the fact that Trump's spending so much time there and women being underreported, she's going to win North Carolina as well. Wisconsin.
Yeah, Harris is going to win Wisconsin.
So
pretty sure of that.
So that gives her 308 to 230, if you go by the predictions here. Any surprises? We'll go out a little.
I mean, if she's really up 51-47, you could have a map that looks a lot more like Obama 2012, which would mean Ohio, Iowa are in play. Possibly. The other thing is,
here's the other thing. Florida will go for Harris.
You want to bet me on that?
What do you want to bet?
I don't know. I'll be taking money from you. I don't feel comfortable doing that.
you gotta pick one.
I mean, it
you
could.
Pick one.
It, honestly, it could. That could. That's a homer call, though.
Homer call?
Here's the thing that's hard to know.
1 minute.
Here's the thing that's hard to know, right? The 6-week abortion bans are seem to be, based on the Seltzer poll, a real problem for Democrats. I mean, for Republicans, and that comes into play in Florida.
At the end of the day, none of this matters unless you go out and vote.
You want to know what, Todd?
Myvote.wi.gov.
I am proving the old adage. Consultant mantra. You got a problem? I got a plane to catch, literally. I'm out of here, guys.
See you from D.C. tomorrow. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum and vote. VOTE, myvote.wi.gov. Be a voter. Stay tuned, Maggie Dawn. We'll see you tomorrow right here from Election Wisconsin Science 2024.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we broadcast from Madison with Deborah Kronmiller from the League of Women Voters and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski as we kick off Election Day in Wisconsin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory.